The jury handed down their first verdict on May 22nd, after less than a day of deliberation. Their second verdict came down the following day. According to testimony presented in court, in the fall of 2020, then-Petersburg police officer Louis Wachter located an SUV that an off-duty officer reported was swerving down the road. Wachter found the driver, Julie Rule, with her partner, Jim Vick, about 3 miles south of town. He ordered Rule to complete part of a field sobriety test, after which he arrested her for driving under the influence of alcohol. Then, he physically assisted her into the back of his patrol vehicle. Wachter's body camera footage from that night was played in court. In it, Rule is heard threatening to make the arrest personal and referencing her friendship with Petersburg's police chief, Jim Kerr. But what Wachter's body camera didn't capture was the alleged sexual assault. Wachter's right hand is just out of frame in the video as he helps her into the vehicle. In his left hand, he's carrying a flashlight. A few days after the arrest, Rule and Vick reported Wachter for sexually assaulting Rule when he put her in the vehicle. The couple claimed that the officer touched Rule inappropriately, using both hands, and digitally penetrated her through her leggings. After reviewing Wachter's body camera footage and giving the couple a chance to retract their statements, Chief Jim Kerr charged them with filing a false report. The couple pled guilty to the charges in 2022, but Wachter testified that his future in Petersburg was basically over. He resigned from the police department and moved his family out of town, and he filed a lawsuit against the couple for damages resulting from the false report. In his testimony, Wachter said that he and his family never wanted to leave town or the local police department. Building a life in the community, in proximity to good schools and extended family, was their dream. Wachter said his decision to move was the result of severe damage to his relationship with the public that followed the accusation.
It didn't seem fair to my coworkers to have to worry about my reputation affecting them, the damage to my reputation in the court of public opinion affecting them, and the department's trustworthiness as a whole. We worked really hard to build that relationship with the community, and it goes as quick as you gain it.
Rule declined to comment on the case, she said, for fear of retaliation by local police. Her partner and co-defendant, Vic, and their attorney, Michael Heiser, did not respond to requests for comment. In his closing statement, Heiser argued that in the years following the accusation, Wachter appeared to be doing just fine by many metrics. He pointed out that Wachter, who is 29, is employed by the U.S. Navy, he's in good health, and his marriage is intact.
He chose to leave. He could have stayed. No one told him to quit. And there's no evidence that he reapplied for jobs or applied for other jobs in Southeast Alaska, reapplied for a job at the Petersburg Police Department, and he is still young. He has many opportunities ahead of him.
Through his attorney, Eric Derleth, Wachter said it's hard to put a price on this type of injury to his reputation, but he believes justice was done.
It's not like damaging a fender on a car. Your most important non-economic asset is your sense of well-being and your peace of mind, and all of that was taken from him for selfish and illegal reasons. So as many tools as officers have to protect themselves and their fellow officers, this is one thing they simply can't. So we need community members to step in and say this is wrong and it won't happen again. And their message is that it should deter anybody else from trying to make a false allegation.
Judge Catherine Librand, who oversaw the case, ruled that Vic and Rule are liable for defamation as a matter of law. The jury found that both parties had engaged in a conspiracy to defame Wachter, with Rule 30% at fault and Vic 70% at fault. And they decided that the defendants will have to pay 100% of the punitive damages, which could amount to just over $2 million if attorney's fees and interest are factored in. Negotiations for that final total are ongoing, but half of the damages will be paid to the state to cover court costs and other expenses related to the case. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.